Hi, this is Kerry for Present Moments. The emotion that I want to explore is swirl. And the project management technique that I'm going to use is called the six thinking hats. So swirl, for me, is the word I would use for inspiration. It's got something to do with confusion and uncertainty. And it's also related to being on the brink of excitement, which I've done a previous blog post about. But I think this is a more tangible emotion than both of those. It's positive emotion. So I'm standing on a mountaintop. It's a kind of snowy mountaintop, but I'm not cold. And as I look up, a colourful mist descends and begins to wash around me. It's warm, it's smooth and almost powdery. As I look through this swirling mist, I see the sun glinting through, catching light on all the particles around me. There's a kind of eddy of inspiration. I feel calm, it engulfs me. I want to open myself up and let this kind of mist fall down on me and swirl around my body. I can feel it touching my skin as it brushes past like a really soft breeze. It feels powdery, it doesn't feel wet. It feels warm, like it's enveloping me. And this swirl emotion, for me, comes when I think about my dream. So my dream is to be a writer. I want to write a book that's powerful, beautiful, inspiring, and it's going to be a book about empowerment that comes from a place of fear or turmoil. So this feeling of swirl, this feeling of inspiration and warmth and rightness, it's sometimes fleeting. And sometimes it just is fleeting. It comes and goes, but it's there. Other times, I think my thinking causes this swirling emotion to be blocked. I feel like when I have those blockages in thinking, this swirl quickly kind of dissipates, the currents of the swirl ebb away and leave me feeling vulnerable. And the only thing I've got to hold on to then is the blockages, so the thinking that's blocking me. And I think that can be quite negative. So the reason I want to use this project management technique, it's called six thinking hats, and it's used by loads of businesses all over the world to kind of get their workers to focus, to think about things in different ways, to choose the right kind of thinking for the right kind of topics. And I've used this technique when I've been teaching groups how to do risk assessments. Risk assessments sounds a little bit dry, but are really important to keep everybody safe, keep those boundaries secure, make sure you've thought about all the things that could possibly happen. And I think that's probably a technique that I'll use in another blog post. But coming back to the six thinking hats, it's six different ways of thinking for clarity. I want to learn and understand how switching hats, so switching to different modes of thinking, means I can focus or redirect thoughts and identify and recognize when my thinking styles occur, and how I can use this understanding to reduce the blockages. So the six hats, I'll just quickly go through them. So white is information and facts. Yellow is brightness and optimism. Black is judgment. Red is feelings. Green is creativity. Blue is control. So if I take each of those in turn and describe how each of those relates to this feeling of swirl, this feeling of inspiration. So white, information and facts. I know that the likelihood of my dream is quite slim. You know, I'm sure there's millions of people out there that want to write. But I've also done some research. I've spoken to some authors and poets. I've spoken to people about how to write about different and difficult topics and how that might be accepted by other people. And I continue to do my research on that. Yellow, brightness and optimism. This is what swell feels like, this brightness and optimism. It's potential to release and empower me. It's kind of that creative flow. Black is judgment. So this is difficulties and dangers. It's a hard topic I want to explore, and I'm going to receive judgment from other people when I'm doing such a personal exploration. I'm quite scared of that. Red, feelings. So yeah, positive and negative feelings. The swirl feels positive, but the fear that comes with the judgment of that, of making that dream a reality, is really strong as well. I don't really like criticism, and I know that I can sometimes get defensive and worry that no one cares about what I want to say or no one understands. Green is creativity, so it's the possibilities, the alternatives, the ideas. I feel like I have loads of these bubbling up. I love to cultivate ideas. I like to learn from others, and I'm willing to improve. I have lots of ideas about where this writing could take me, what I could do next, what I'd like to do. I feel like my green, my creativity is full. Blue, control and management. So this is managing all those other thinking patterns. So I need to make sure that I can keep my dream and that swirl light and energetic. And that creativity also needs boundaries and structure so that it can come to fruition. So thinking back along those six different styles of thinking, the yellow, the brightness and optimism, and the green are the things that I need to keep at the top of my mind, the top of my thinking. I need to cultivate that brightness. I need to cultivate that creativity and trust that those things are strong in me and I can trust in those strengths. White, which is information and fact, and blue, which is control and management. I feel like I'm quite good at those things, but I know that if I don't have that structure and that framework in place to let me grow and develop the creativity and the optimism, then that can cause me blockages. So I really need to value information. I really need to value managing what I'm doing. And things that I know definitely put those blockages in place are the black, judgment. And connected to that is red, fear. These are my danger points. The blockages that I have are assumptions about what other people think and feel about what I'm doing and what they're going to do about it and how it's going to affect them and how I'm going to be a trigger for other people's kind of emotions. And defensiveness, so defensiveness against criticism. And these are things that I really need to tackle. And I'm definitely going to explore in another blog post. So going through these thinking hats, yeah, it's made me really clear. I feel more in control of the different kinds of thinking that I know are possible and that I switch between. I know where I need to keep my focus. I know the things that are going to help me keep my focus in those places of creativity and brightness. And I also know what I need to be aware of, what I need to be kind of, and knowing they're there helps to dissipate them. So whereas when I'm feeling in that creative flow, that swirl, that inspiration, and suddenly the feelings come of fear and judgment or fear of judgment, then that causes a blockage and it makes the creativity and optimism dissipate. However, knowing that that thinking pattern is there and possible allows that thinking pattern, that negative thinking pattern, to dissipate as well, and let the yellow and green, the brightness and optimism and creativity, swell and radiate and take part in that mist, take part in that swirl. It's the connection between my own creativity, my own brightness and optimism, connecting with the inspiration of an idea, which is the swirl. And that's where the special bit, the interesting bit, that's the edge. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this. Bye.